the economy had tanked and people were out of work and all that stuff. And I just thought it's time to kick some butt and, you know, rock out and give somebody something to listen to that raises their spirits instead of some introspective thing.
Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes have been a Jersey Shore legend since the mid-70s, and they're not known for their introspective ballads. So it's no surprise that when they made their new album, Pills and Ammo, kicking butt was a major priority. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes might be the biggest little band in Jersey. They've never had a major hit or huge commercial success, but they're big for a whole lot of other reasons. Their huge sound, their sense of fun, and of course, their big connections. They were formed by John, Southside Johnny Lyon, and the E Street Band's Steve Van Zandt back in 1975. And they've been connected to those guys for a long time. And John Bon Jovi, who's done pretty well for himself, says Southside Johnny's the reason he started singing. FUV's Dennis Elsis had a chance to talk with Southside Johnny and the Jukes in Studio A, and Southside told Dennis a couple of things about connections and a couple of things about being a really big band.
How many Jukes have there been?
Over 130.
130.
Yeah, we've had guys in for a day. But we've had a lot of people over the years. I mean, it has been 35 years of jukedom, and, you know, a lot of them fall by the wayside, and some of them just get tossed out of the bus, that's all. But we've had surrogate jukes. John came on the road with us for a while, so he's under the name Melvin Velvet, John Bon Jovi.
Wow.
And so he's an ex-juke now.
That's the last time he roomed with anybody, right?
So, you know, it's been a real cast of characters, and fortunately I've blotted most of them out of my memory.
Woke up this morning, baby, on your floor. Wonder what the hell you bother with me for. If you're looking for trouble, hey, baby, I'm the man for you. I will break your heart. I'll surely break mine too. Woke up this morning, baby, looked round for my shoes. Didn't find nothing but a half-empty bottle of booze. So I crawled back to bed and dragged myself to sleep. So many miles to go, so many promises.
We'd never have gotten a record contract or anything like that. We would have had to go into New York and hit all the clubs and everything like that. And when I heard that you had to pay them to play there, I swear I'd never do that. So that's what it was like back then. You know, if you wanted to play any of those cool clubs, you had to pay them to play. It wasn't until Bruce had Born to Run that, you know, it really started, because the first two albums did well, but not that well. But then all of a sudden these people would come down. I remember the one limo came down with this guy, this flamboyant guy with the champagne and all of his entourage from a record company. And, of course, he hated us. And he's in this little dive in Asbury Park, New Jersey, and he's sitting there and ordering champagne like the Stone Pony had champagne. It was very funny, and I thought, well, this is never going to work. But fortunately we got a wacko guy from Cleveland, Steve Popovich, and he said, yeah, I want them. And that was – literally, Bruce hadn't broken, no one would have come to see us.
Long in tooth, short of breath, nothing to look forward to but our lonesome death. Watched up, rung out, ready to pop, waiting for the other shoe to drop. Ah, but comes the night, the juices start to flow. One last chance to try to get it.
Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes live with One More Night to Rock and Woke Up This Morning. The new album is Pills and Ammo. Take 5 was produced today by Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.